Center, a gateway arena here in Sioux City, Iowa. It's the 2010 NAIA Division II Women's Basketball National Championships as the Broncos are set to take on the Grandview Vikings, who are 24-7 this season. The Broncos check in with a 31-3 mark on the season. Take a look at Grandview quickly. They're a Midwest Collegiate Conference runner-up. That is how they qualified for this tournament, as they received an at-large bid, while the Hastings Broncos were the champions of the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season and tournament, and that is how they get the number one overall seed into this tournament. The Broncos and the Vikings coming up. The winner will take on Shawnee State tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's the early game of the quarterfinal round. That is tomorrow. So Hastings trying to get into that game against Shawnee State. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to the head coach of the Hastings Broncos, Jeff Dittman. That's coming up next on 1230 KHAS.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
And welcome back to the pregame as we get set for Hastings College basketball. I'm John Thayer, joined now by the head coach of the Hastings College Broncos, Jeff Dittman. And coach, first and foremost, congratulations to your team picking up a win in round one on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Coach, when you look at that game, what was the mindset going into that game? When you see a team like Maine Fort Kent that come out of the Sunrise Conference, each year they struggle at this national tournament. How did you keep the girls focused enough to not give up in that game?
Well, the thing that I saw was this is the number one defensive team in the country. They hold their opponents to 50 points a game. And you know, granted, it's not the same offensive firepower as the GPAC conference, but when you play defense that well, a lot of times you keep yourselves in ball games. So that was the idea that we stressed, was come out and make sure we really attack them early, hit the boards hard, see if we can get any easy buckets, and see if we can get their chins down a little bit, because, as you said, they haven't had a lot of success in the national tournament. And so we wanted to see if we could land that first punch and get ahead of them right away.
Coach, you definitely like to see your star players playing well, especially early, and carrying that through the national tournament. Lindsay Ducey was absolutely fantastic in that first game. She had something like 25 points in the first half alone.
You know, Lindsay is an impossible matchup for most teams. If they put a post on her, then we've got the opportunity to move her out. She can hit some threes. She can put it on the floor. If they put a smaller forward on her, a 5'9", 5'10", then we're going to post her up. And so she's one of those that from an offensive standpoint, you really enjoy, because you have an opportunity to make defenses react to you all the time.
Coach, your team played on Wednesday. You had a full day off, and now you get set to play on this Friday. What have you done since then to try and keep the girls focused for this national tournament?
Well, to be honest, we haven't done a lot in that sense, because the seniors have done a great job all year long of really coming to work every day, whether it's a practice, whether it's a game. They've done a tremendous job of preparing. I think we learned some lessons last year when we dropped a couple games to teams that were in the bottom half of the GPAC, and we learned the hard lesson of knowing that everybody's a good team, everybody's got good players on it, and if you don't come and play good, hard defense and execute on offense, you're going to get beat on those nights. Yesterday we went out to Lamar Elementary School. That's our host school for the tournament, and got a chance to spend about 45 minutes with their fourth and fifth graders and visiting a little bit, and then met with our sponsors, Blue Bunny, at their ice cream store, and so we enjoyed the ice cream that they provided for us, and then we came back and had a practice, and then watched a couple of games last night, and then went home and listened to our men's team come from 15 down and beat Cardinal Stritch in the late game last night at the men's national tournament. So, you know, we not really done a lot of basketball other than watching film and the practice, but like I said, I think our seniors know how to handle this. They've had a great record in the national tournament in their 4 years so far.
Well, Coach, you mentioned the host school with the elementary and being able to visit those kids. What's that like to have a city like this get so involved with the national tournament that they bring these kids out of class to come cheer on these teams at the national tournament?
Well, I'm never a fan of letting Briarcliff and Morningside have home games at the national tournament, but I would recommend Sioux City keeps the national tournament forever. I think this is about the 13th year, and they've done a tremendous job. I've heard the stories of when the tournament was in Indiana and when the tournament was on the West Coast in Washington, and that you would play in front of an empty gym all game long or all day long except for the host team. So I'm a huge supporter of Sioux City hosting this. You not only have two schools here in the city, but you've got a number of GPAC schools, you've got a number of Dakota Athletic schools, the Iowa Conference, that are all within traveling distance, and it's great for NAIA basketball.
Well, Coach, moving forward, you're going to play Grandview now. The Vikings come into this national tournament after finishing second in the Midwest Conference. What do you know about Grandview?
Well, they're very athletic and they're very tall. Their guards are 5'10", and that's going to be a challenge in matching up with them. They have a real strong physical post players, which I think will be a toss-up with our post players. So the real key is I think we've got to make sure that we don't give any easy buckets up to them. We've got to make sure that we don't give up transition, we don't give up offensive boards, and we don't put them on the free throw line, those things we can't defend. Make them earn every single shot, and then I think we can keep them in the mid-60 range. I've watched the Iowa Wesleyan tape where Iowa Wesleyan beat them three times this year, talked to Dort coach, they played them, talked to Morningside coach. We have a lot of common opponents in that sense, but it just seems like you've got to make sure that they don't get the easy baskets against you.
Well, Coach, you have one of the more experienced teams in this national tournament. There's no doubt about it. Do you feel that gives you an edge going into this game?
I don't. I don't think there's any edge to be gotten, but what I do like is the fact that I think Lindsay will be a very difficult matchup for them, just like they've got a couple of matchups that are challenging for us. And then once we get the ball to Lindsay, then we have to see how their defense reacts. Are they going to double? And then we've got to find the open person. If they don't, then Lindsay's got the one-on-one. If there's any cheating, any helping. But that's pretty much how we've played all season long, because we've seen so many different defenses designed to stop Lindsay or help with Lindsay, or, do they come before the catch? Do they come after the catch? Do they come on the dribble? Where are they coming? Again, we're fortunate that Lindsay does such a great job of reading the defense and making good decisions with the ball. So that'll be our offensive strategy, is we'll have to have a couple of minutes of punch and jab, so to speak, and see how they're going to attack us, and then see if we can counter.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time. We'll let you get back at it, and good luck in this game against Grandview.
All right, thank you.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have more from the Tyson Event Center as the national tournament coverage rolls on right after this on 1230 KHES.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally renowned academics, ranked 75th best value college in the nation, and number one in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 Best College in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a Best Buy in College Education by Barron's. Most importantly, Hastings College is known for its dedication to its students. Find out why you belong at Hastings College. Check us out at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
It's the 2010 NAIA Division II Women's Basketball National Championship, live from Sioux City, Iowa, inside the Tyson Event Center on Gateway Arena. Good afternoon. It's great to have you with us. I'm John Thayer for Mike Will, as Mike is down in Point Lookout, Missouri, with the men's team. They pulled out a fantastic come-from-behind victory last night, did Hastings College, to defeat Cardinal Stritch, and they will play this evening in the second round, as well as Hastings will have a tough one tonight against Oklahoma Wesleyan. But we move our focus to the women's team right now as they are in the second round against the Grandview Vikings, who are the runner-ups out of the Midwest Collegiate Conference this season. Grandview playing well right now. They lost their conference championship to a very good Iowa Wesleyan team that has picked up a second-round win here today, and they're trying to help that conference become more of a force on the national scene. For Grandview, as we take a look at them, Jennifer Jorgensen, a name you will hear a lot, as she is a freshman that leads this team. She averages 16 points a game and 8 rebounds a game. Jorgensen had 20 points in that win over Minot State on Wednesday. So we're going to watch for Jorgensen, a freshman, another freshman to watch for. Amy Voss, those two really stand out on this team. The two freshmen average 16 and 11 points a game through Jorgensen and Voss. A much different type of team is the Hastings College Broncos, as they are a senior-driven team led by none other than Lindsay Ducey's 19 points and 9 rebounds per game. Alicia Statler, she averages 11 points a game and 7 rebounds per game. Hastings may have the most dominant inside game in this national tournament, as we've seen every team play through this first round and now into the second round. As you watch the inside play of Statler and Ducey, they feed off of one another, and it is fantastic what those two are able to put together. When you take a look at Grandview, talk about the freshmen and how they have come far. This is a good program that has been to the national tournament, but, you know, Hastings, they have a great, these seniors that are playing in this game, they have a great record here at the national tournament. Last year, of course, losing in the championship game after barely getting into the national tournament. They got that at-large bid, were number 5 seed, were able to upset their way to the championship game and then fell to Morningside, who was perfect last season. The year before, they were able to make it to the semifinal round where they lost to College of the Ozarks. And the year before that, you even go Indiana Wesleyan was perfect that year for a national championship. They bumped Hastings on their way through the quarterfinal round. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of this game as both teams out warming up. And you take a look at the first round games and see what you can take from those to apply them into this next round. Hastings had a matchup against Maine Fort Kent. That's one of those. Maine Fort Kent comes out here every year. They struggle. They don't play the competition that you see in the Great Plains Athletic Conference that Hastings sees. And it was just a much better team was Hastings than Maine Fort Kent. But you congratulate the Bengals on qualifying for this tournament and getting the chance to play in it. For Grandview, they had a much different battle. They dominated much of the game against Minot State. Minot State struggled to shoot the ball in that game, and they could not make free throws down the stretch. It allowed Grandview to pick up that victory. 2 minutes away from tip-off, we'll take a timeout. Back with more from Sioux City, Iowa, as national tournament coverage rolls on right after this on 1230 KHAS.
Big G Ace can show you the steps to a beautiful lawn with Ace Brand 4-Step Lawn Care. Step 1, Ace Brand Crabgrass Preventer and Fertilizer. Step 2, Ace Brand Weed and Feed. Step 3, Ace Brand Fertilizer. Step 4, Ace Brand Winterizer. A beautiful, healthy lawn in 4 easy steps. Right now, get the Ace Brand 4-Step Lawn Care program for just $49.99 after $15 mail-in rebate. Ace is the helpful place for a beautiful lawn. Big G Ace, Hastings.
Big G Ace.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get USDA Choice Boneless Beef Arm Roast, only $2.77 a pound. Individually frozen, 2 4-ounce salmon fillets, only $2.98 each. And lean boneless pork sirloin chops, only $1.98 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack, 601 West J.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
1230 KHAS.
There as Hastings College set to take on the Grandview Vikings in the second round of this national tournament. The winner of this game will meet Shawnee State in the quarterfinal round. That game is tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So if Hastings is able to win this game against Grandview, they will play tomorrow in the first game of the day at 1 o'clock. Shawnee State today picked up a 72-66 victory over Aquinas. Aquinas, the only team to pull an upset in the first round of this tournament. They were a number 7 seed, knocking off a 2 seed in the Hastings bracket. And Aquinas gave Shawnee State everything they could handle. They surged back late, but Shawnee State was too much as the Bears move on to 72-66 victory. They will take on the winner of this Hastings and Grandview game. The only other game going on today, Iowa Wesleyan defeated Jamestown in the second round. 72-60 was the final score. We have had some good contests to get us started here in the second round of this national tournament. A lot of games coming up throughout the rest of the day here at the Tyson Event Center. As we take a look at the starting lineups for these two teams, as you take a look at first, Grandview, they are 24-7 this year, made their way through the Midwest Collegiate Conference with a 13-3 record, and they will start Micah Reed, a 5'5 senior guard from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, who is averaging 6 points per game and a pair of rebounds per game as well. Jennifer Jorgensen, a freshman sensation, a 5'10 guard from Dayton, Iowa. She's averaging 16 points per game and 8 rebounds per game is the freshman in Jennifer Jorgensen. She had 20 points against Minot State in that win. Jamie Sickles gets the start, the 5'6 senior guard from Reedland, Iowa, the 7 points per game and 3 rebounds per game. She earned second team all-conference from the Midwest Collegiate Conference. Amy Voss gets the start. The freshman is 5'11". She's a forward from Newton, Iowa. Second team all-conference in the Midwest Collegiate Conference was Amy Voss. And then Bailey Schekinger rounds out the lineup for Grandview. 6 foot senior forward from Manoa, Iowa. 11 points and 7 rebounds per game. First team all-conference for the freshman. She had 12 points and 9 rebounds in the win against Minot State. They're coached by Gary Smith, who's been there for a few years at Grandview, and he's turned this program into a very successful one. For Hastings College, they will start the usual five. It'll be Kim Fame in the 5'5 senior guard from Lawrence, Nebraska, averaging 9 points per game. First team all-conference, and the Great Plains Athletic Conference Defensive Player of the Year is Kim Fayman. Heather McEwen, a 5'9 senior forward from Ravenna, Nebraska, averaging 10.5 points a game and 3 rebounds per game. She earned honorable mention all-conference. Rachel Isherwood gets the start, the 5'10 senior forward from Lincoln, Nebraska. She also earned honorable mention all-conference this season after averaging 9 points per game. Lindsay Ducey, the start at forward, the 6'1 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, 19 points per game, 9 rebounds per game. First team all-conference was Ducey. And second team all-conference, Alicia Statler to the start, 6'1 sophomore center from St. Laborie, Nebraska, 11 points per game, 7 rebounds per game. As the Broncos are coached by Jeff Dittman. Dittman was awarded the Great Plains Athletic Conference Coach of the Year Award this season after a successful year with the Broncos. Dittman just in his second season, and he has the number one ranked team in the country in these Lady Broncos. Hastings spent the final 4 weeks of the regular season at number one after spending much of the season at number two. When Davenport went down, Hastings took over that number one spot, and they never looked back. They got up big wins over teams like Northwestern in the Great Plains Athletic Conference championship game. Lindsay Ducey will tip it off against Jennifer Jorgensen, a senior versus freshman, to get us started right away here at the national tournament. Ball's in the air, and the second round game is underway. The Hastings Broncos control first. It'll be Heather McEwen across the into the forecourt, and she'll work on Jorgensen. Works it over to Ducey. Ducey, top of the circle, 10 seconds into the contest, no score. First offensive possession for the Broncos. Here's Fayman with the basketball. Fayman works it over to Statler, inside to Isherwood. Isherwood trying to work back out, 10 on the shot clock to McEwen. McEwen into traffic, falls down, and a travel on Heather McEwen. It's a turnover, and Grandview basketball. 19:37 to play in the opening half, no score. Hastings opening possession turned over by way of a travel as Heather McEwen ran into three Grandview Viking players and hit the deck traveling. Micah Reed with the basketball for Grandview, and she'll work it over to Schekinger. Schekinger back to Reed as they work it around the perimeter to do the Vikings. Inside left block. Now the pass stolen away by Isherwood. Isherwood trying to push out in front, looking ahead to Fayman. She'll keep it herself, and Isherwood now going to have to dribble around, reset up the offense. She gives out to Ducey, who's in strong, and fouled. Bucket no good, but Lindsay Ducey will go to the free throw line and a chance to strike first for Hastings College. Lindsay Ducey on the season, an 85% free throw shooter. Had a fantastic game against Maine Fort Kent, 25 first half points, 32 for the ball game, and 12 rebounds as she connects on the first free throw. And just like that, the Broncos lead it 1-0. 19-14 to play in the opening half. Second free throw good as well. Ducey 2 for 2. And it's 2-0 Hastings with the early lead on Grandview. Here's Micah Reed with the basketball for the Grandview Vikings. They'll work it downside inside to Schechinger, back up to Reed. Reed on the right corner. Back out, pass is tipped. Jamie Sickles there to recover near midcourt for Grandview. Work it back over to Sickles as the ball went to Jorgensen. Jorgensen dumps it inside. Now Schechinger turns on Ducey. Shot no good off the side iron. Rebound pulled down by Statler and out to Feynman. The Broncos setting up their offense in the forecourt. 18:40 to play in the first half. 2-0 Hastings College with the lead. Isherwood, the basketball. She'll work top of the circle. Now over to the left wing. Isherwood nearly lost the basketball, guarded by Jorgensen. Inside, Statler is blocked by Schechinger. Rebound pulled down by Jorgensen. And Jorgensen wants to push for Grandview. She'll be challenged by McEwen down to the baseline. Whips the pass back out, and they'll work it around to the Vikings. Inside to Schechinger, backing down Statler. The lay-in no good, blocked by the side iron. Rebound pulled down by Statler, and she's out to Isherwood. Isherwood back to Feynman, and Hastings will try to slow down the game. Now they'll go to Ducey. Ducey going to run into traffic, and an offensive foul called on Lindsay Ducey. 2-0 Hastings with the lead. We're 2 minutes into the first half, and Lindsay Ducey picks up her first foul. It's the first foul on Hastings College here in this second-round contest. Ducey ran right into the double team and picked up the foul. Back the other way, it is Schechinger inside. She is fouled. Bailey Schechinger will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair to try to tie up this game. A 70% free throw shooter on the season is Bailey Schechinger. Hastings picks up quick fouls. Now Statler whistled for that foul. It's fouls on Statler and Ducey here in the early goings for the Hastings Lady Broncos. 17:58 to play in the first half. First free throw was good for Schechinger. Second free throw, good as well. We're tied at two. We're in the second round of the national tournament. Here's Sioux City, Iowa, Tyson Event Center. Kim Feynman with the basketball, working on Michael Reed. She'll work it over to the right side. Heather McEwen back over to Statler. The long jumper from 15, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ballard. Danielle Ballard with the rebound, her first of the game. And out quickly to Sickles. Sickles will work it back over to Micah Reed. I beg your pardon. 17:33 to play in this first half. 2-2 tie. Here's Sickles with the basketball. Over to Michael Reed on the right wing. Reed to the inside. It's down to the block on the right side. Ballard blocked by Sattler. Rebound pulled down by Heather McEwen. McEwen will walk the ball up the floor for Hastings. She has the ball poked away. Loose basketball. Nobody near it. Kim Feynman will race it down as she's all the way into the backcourt to race down the basketball. 17:09 to play in the first half. 2-2 tie. Feynman works it over to Lindsay Ducey. Spots the three. Does Ducey off the mark? No good. Rebound pulled down by Sickles. Grandview looking to take the lead on this possession. To work it over to Michael Reed, left wing. Reed inside left block. Now in the paint is Schechinger. She was blocked by Statler again. The rebound pulled down by Ducey. Alicia Statler has been really good on the inside as she's blocked three shots here that the Vikings have tried to take. Feynman, the basketball, works it over to Ducey, top of the circle. Back to Feynman, shot fake. Lobs it into Statler, backing down Schechinger, and the jumper is good. The first field goal of this game, it comes 3.5 minutes into the contest, and it is Alicia Statler with 2 points. 4-2, Hastings with the lead. 16:25 to play in the opening half. Isherwood, heavy defense on Sickles, who gives out to Jorgensen. Jorgensen on the left wing, as Grandview moving right to left here across your radio dial. Jorgensen out to Sickles to the foul line. 7 on the shot clock. Schechinger will take the jumper. She buries it. And Schechinger has 4 points. It's a 4-4 tie. 4 minutes have gone by in the opening half of this second round game. Hastings tied with Grandview 4-4. Kim Feynman works over to the left side. Now back inside the paint to Statler. She'll work now further inside. It's Ducey baseline. And Ducey threw it up off the bottom of the backboard. Rebound pulled down by Jorgensen. Coast to coast, the lay-in is good. And Jorgensen and the Vikings have their first lead of this contest. It is 6-4. First 2 points of the game for Jennifer Jorgensen. Here's Feynman working on Michael Reed. Feynman works it over to Isherwood. Isherwood inside the paint, back out to Heather McEwen. 15:25 to play in the opening half. 6-4, Grandview with the lead. Here's Ducey, the right-hander, rattles home. Ducey has 4 points, and we're tied at six. 15:15 to play in the opening half. Grandview with the basketball. They move right to left. Micah Reed between the circles works it over to the left wing. It's Jorgensen. Jorgensen guarded by Heather McEwen. Back out to Micah Reed. Reed will work it down in the left corner. Sickles. Sickles back inside the paint. Now back to Jorgensen. They'll go. Her jumper, excuse me, that's Sickles for 2 points. And Sickles has her first points of the game. It is 8-6. Grandview with the lead. 14:45 to play in the opening half. Ducey wants three. Got it. Lindsey Ducey, a big three-pointer. They called it a three. They put two on the scoreboard. Right now the score showing 8-8. And a timeout taken by Grandview. 14:29 to play in the first half. Scoreboard shows 8-8. They called that a two-pointer on Ducey. And we're back with more from the Tyson Event Center after this timeout on 1230 KHAS.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home invites you to save money and save the planet during National Karastan Month. Shop now for Karastan's incredibly soft, easy care, and eco-friendly smart strand carpets. And for a limited time, you can receive up to $500 cash back when you purchase select Karastan Smart Strand Serona styles. Visit Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in downtown Hastings or Kearney and start saving money and the planet with Karastan Smart Strand Carpet. Jacoby Carpet One, the one store for your perfect floor.
1230 KHAS.
During the Grandview timeout, they did confirm that was a three-pointer by Lindsey Ducey. Ducey now has seven of the team's 9 points as she gives Hastings the lead back 9-8. Hastings with the same five out on the floor. There is a new face on the floor for the Grandview Vikings as the Vikings have brought in Amy Voss. Voss inside with the basketball. She'll work it back out. Micah Reed, Grandview, trying to take the lead. Here's Schechinger. Jumper no good. Rebound pulled down by Alicia Statler, who has been dominant on the inside for the Broncos this afternoon. Quickly out to Kim Fehman on the left wing. As the Broncos moving quickly in this game, 6 minutes have gone by in the opening half. 9-8, Hastings by one. Fehman working to the right side. Doubled up by Schechinger and Reed. Back out Ducey for three again. No good. Rebound pulled down by Grandview. It's Jorgensen out with the rebound. Trying to work through traffic. Jorgensen just lost the basketball. Here's Isherwood. Isherwood, a two-on-three break for the Broncos. They'll slow it down. 13:42 to play in the opening half. 9-8, Hastings by one. Ducey found a lane, and her pass was tipped. She was fouled, was Lindsey Ducey. That is the second foul on Grandview. And they whistle that foul on Jamie Sickles. That'll be her first foul. Hastings with a one-point lead, 13:37 to play in the opening half. Grandview, another substitution. Beth Ehlers checks into the game, the 5'10 junior guard from Sioux Rapids, Iowa. Here's Ducey with the basketball. She'll work it over to Isherwood. Isherwood, the running one-hander is too strong. Statler the rebound, and she's tied up immediately with Schechinger. It's a held ball, and the possession says Grandview basketball. 13:30 to play in the first half. 9-8, Hastings with the one-point advantage. We've been in a scoring drought for about a minute as a couple of Grandview turnovers have given Hastings opportunities they've been unable to capitalize. Becky Tesh into the game for Hastings as Grandview shot up no good. Rebound pulled down by Isherwood. Rachel Isherwood looking to push ahead for the Broncos. Slicing through the defense. Back out to Fehman on the wing. Left side. Fehman trying to create an opportunity. Working on Micah Reed. 13 minutes to play in this first half. Lob it back out to Rachel Isherwood. Isherwood to the inside. Over to Statler. 10 on the shot clock. Becky Tesh, top of the circle. Over to the right wing is Fehman. Fehman whistled a quick pass inside towards Ducey. Amy Voss stepped in the way for the Vikings and knocked that one out. 6 on the shot clock. Kim Fehman to inbound the basketball. Fehman lobs it into Ducey on the right corner. Back out to Tesh. 3 to shoot. Tesh to the inside, runs into traffic, and a foul whistled on Grandview. They are going to get Amy Voss. Hold on, that's going to be Beth Ehlers. That'll be her first foul. And foul number 3 on the Vikings. Becky Tesh at the free throw line of the first one hit every part of the iron before it fell true for Becky Tesh, her first point of the game. Sophie McDermott into the game for the Hastings Broncos. Alicia Statler will get a break. So right now Statler and McEwen, the two starters, that are being relieved of duties Right now, Becky Tesh, the second free throw is up and good, and Hastings has extended its lead to 3 points, 11-8. Largest lead of the game for the Broncos. We've been in a good one here through the first 7 minutes of play. Grandview basketball, they work it over to Jorgensen. Jorgensen trying to set up offense. Great defense by McDermott, just smothering Jorgensen. Finally working the ball over to Foss. Back to Jorgensen between the circles. Pass into the corner. 8 to shoot for the Vikings. Now Jorgensen. Jorgensen going to work inside the paint. Stolen away by Kim Faman. Faman going to push. Looking to go coast to coast. Faman is blocked. She got her own rebound. Pass goes back out to Isherwood. The right-hander up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Amy Voss. Viking basketball. Faman was blocked on the other end. Got her own rebound. Is able to save it as she was falling out of bounds. But the Vikings couldn't capitalize. That Broncos couldn't capitalize. Grandview with the basketball. 14 on the shot clock as they lob it in to Schechenberg. Schechenberg to Jorgensen. The shot was blocked. Loose basketball. It'll go to Isherwood. Over to Sophie McDermott. McDermott wants three. Too strong. And the rebound pulled down by Jorgensen and Grandview. 11:35 to play in the opening half. 11-8 the score. Hastings by three. 11.5 to tick in this first half of this second round game. The winner meets Shawnee State tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Voss, the jumper, blocked by Lindsay Ducey. Rebound pulled down by Becky Tesh. And the ball quickly out to Kim Faman. Faman will work on the right wing. 11-11 to play in this opening half. McDermott, top of the key. Over to the left side, they'll go to the wing. Isherwood inside. Ducey found a lane. The lay-in is good for Lindsay Ducey. 9 points for Ducey, 13 for the Broncos, and they have a 5-point lead, 13-8. A pair of Vikings set to check in at the next opportunity. We're inside 11 minutes to play as Jorgensen works past McDermott. Great help defense by Kim Faman. Voss between the circles for Grandview. Voss going to work down to the block, and the jumper off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lindsay Ducey. Ducey quickly out to Faman. Faman does not have numbers. She'll wisely pull back and reset up the offense. Faman works it over to Isherwood on the left wing. 10:27 to play in this first half. McDermott left wing. Inside of the block, it's Ducey who is hacked as she went up. Late call says Ducey is going to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. Lindsay Ducey has been to the free throw line one time this afternoon as she was able to connect on both free throws. An 85% free throw shooter on the season is the first team all-conference Lindsay Ducey. And the first free throw up and good for Ducey, who's having a fantastic game here in the first half of play. 10 points for Ducey. Heather McEwen back into the game along with Alicia Statler. So Statler and McEwen check in. Isherwood is out. Lindsay Ducey will exit as she made the free throw. And Ducey, 11 points through the first 9.5 minutes of play. Grandview basketball. Brittany Peterson works it over to the near side. Amy Voss back over to Peterson. Whistles the pass to the inside. Ballard jumper is up and good. And Ballard has her first 2 points of the game. 15-10 the score. Back within five of the Vikings. Kim Faman with the basketball working between the circles. Over to the left wing to Becky Tesh. Tesh. Bounce pass to the inside, kicked away by Jennifer Jorgensen, and the possession stays with Hastings College. 15-10 to play in the first half. Hastings with the lead. For 15-10 is the score. 9:53 to play in this first half. Boy, oh boy. I'll get it figured out before here too long. Becky Testa inbound. Oh, right in front of the Grandview bench as she works it into Kim Faman. Faman working to the foul line, now back out to McDermott. And McDermott traveled with the basketball, did not get the ball on the floor in time. It's a turnover and Grandview basketball as the Vikings trail by five, trying to cut into this lead. 9:46 to play in the first half. Micah Reed across the half court line. Reed guarded by McDermott. A whistle to pass into Ballard, poked away and stolen now by Faman, who's tripped up in the backcourt. Faman able to recover the basketball quickly out to Becky Tesh, and Tesh can set up the offense as she'll work it back over to Faman. Kim Faman showing on this floor why she was the Great Plains Athletic Conference Defensive Player of the Year. She has a pair of steals in this game. And just an all-out hustle effort. Statler is blocked. She'll get her own rebound. Statler back out to Tesh. Tesh to the inside. In the lane, the layup too strong. Rebound. Statler back up again. No good, but she is fouled. And Alicia Statler will go to the free throw line. And the Broncos lead it by five. Statler has 2 points in the ballgame. She averages 11 on the season, shooting 72% entering this tournament from the free throw line. And the first free throw is up and good for Alicia Statler. Second free throw, good. It's a 7-point lead for Hastings College. This is the largest lead of the game for the Broncos, 17-10. Timeout taken by Gary Smith and the Grandview Vikings. The Vikings trail by seven. They want to talk about it. It's the full timeout. We're back in a minute to the Tyson Event Center on 1230 KHAS.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op Pivot Tires, built for a longer life, as low as $120 in the 11-2 by 24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3, performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost, is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master Front Tractor Tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings with the lead, 17-10. They control the 7-point advantage, and Coach Gary Smith at Grandview didn't like what he was seeing from his Vikings, who have been in this game. They once led this contest over Hastings, but he calls a timeout to try and set up an offensive attack to cut into this lead. 9 minutes to play in the first half. Grandview with the basketball. The Broncos have been very dominant, led by Lindsay Ducey. She has 11 points in the game. Grandview with the basketball. It's Jorgensen over to Reed. Back to Jorgensen. The freshman down to the baseline. Lost the basketball. It was nearly stripped away by Feynman. She got it back, and the shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Statler. Jorgensen ties up Statler. A held ball, and the possession says Hastings basketball. Kim Feynman walking up the floor. She looks over to the Great Plains Athletic Conference Coach of the Year, Jeff Dittman, to get the play. 8.5 to play in this first period. 17-10. Hastings with the 7-point advantage. Here's Heather McEwen. She'll lob it into Statler. Doubled up quickly. Shot too strong for Statler. Rebound pulled down by Schechinger. Out to Jorgensen. Jorgensen tried to work through the triple team. Back out to Reed. Micah Reed going to work between those circles. 8:08 to play in this first half, 17-10, Hastings with the lead. Schechinger, jumper up, it is good. Bounced off the back iron and felt good for Schechinger. She has 6 points in the ball game, half of the Vikings, 12 points. Here's Becky Tesh, works it back out to Kim Feynman, left wing. Wing, Feynman spins inside, back out to Tesh. Baseline dribble for Becky Tesh, the lay-in is off of the window and good. 19-12, Hastings back up by seven. Tesh has 4 points in the ball game. Here's Reed. They'll work it over to the right side. 7.5 minutes to play in this opening period as the ball is batted around and finally knocked out by Danielle Ballard of Grandview. It is Hastings basketball. Right now, Hastings shooting just 27% in the ballgame. However, they're out-rebounding Grandview 15-9. Grandview has not been allowed an offensive rebound through the first 13 minutes of play. The pass to the inside looking for Ducey was stolen away by Schechinger. And Grandview will set up the offense in the forecourt. Back out. Whistle called, or blown, excuse me. And this foul will go on Kim Feynman. That'll be her first. And the third foul on Hastings here in the first half. Grandview with the basketball. Here's Sickles over to Jorgensen. Thought about the three. Covered up nicely by McEwen. Reed into Ballard. The jumper off of the glass and good. Back within five of the Broncos. Ballard has 4 points. Excuse me, back within five are the Vikings. Kim Faman. 6:35 to play in the first half. Faman spots the three. Off the side iron. It'll carry him out of bounds and Grandview basketball. .6:31 to play in the first half. 19-14. Hastings with the advantage. Brittany Rose checking in for the first time for Grandview, the 6-foot senior forward from Ogden, Iowa. Jamie Sickles will bring the ball up the floor for the Vikings. Work it over to the right side, Micah Reed. Now inside the paint, back out to Reed. They go from Schechinger. Here's Rose. She'll work it back out. Rose traveled. She was bumped maybe a little bit by Ducey, but enough to warrant the travel. And it's a turnover. Hastings basketball. Grandview out shooting Hastings by 9% in this first half. However, the Broncos have the 5-point advantage. The pass to the inside tipped away by Schechinger as Ducey was trying to get the pass to the baseline to Rachel Isherwood. Here's McDermott with the basketball. McDermott working on Sickles, back out to Isherwood. 9 on the shot clock. Teshi shot fake, works inside the paint. Her shot was stripped away. It's out of bounds. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings basketball. 5:51 to play in the first half. A 5-point Bronco lead. Kim Faman will inbound the basketball under the Broncos basket into McDermott. Pops the quick three off the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down by Schechinger. Schechinger has 3 rebounds in the contest. Sickles sends it over to Micah Reed on the right wing. Reed looking to skip the pass. He'll work to the right elbow and off of the glass, and good is Schechinger. Bailey Schechinger with her 8th point of the contest. And back within 3 of the Vikings of Grandview. 19-16, the Hastings lead. And a travel on Rachel Isherwood. A turnover and Grandview basketball. The 5th turnover of the game for Hastings in this first half. Voss back into the game for Grandview. Tesh checks back in as well. And here's Grandview with the basketball. It's Jorgensen on the left wing. Jorgensen works it back over to Voss through Schechinger, over to Reed. Inside they go to Jorgensen. Lay-in is good. Found a wide open lane, and the Vikings are within 1. Hastings' lead is 19-18. Here's Hastings with the basketball. Statler's pass was tipped by Schechinger, stolen away by Sickles. Schechinger for the lead. Got it. 20-19. And Coach Jeff Dittman does not like what he is seeing right now from Broncos as the Vikings are on a 6-0 run. He'll take a timeout. We'll step aside as well. Back in a minute for more national tournament coverage after this on 1230 KHAS.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-and-tear air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena, John Thayer. Filling in for Mike Will, who's down in Point Lookout, Missouri. Mike will have the coverage of the Hastings men tonight. They'll take on 6-seed Oklahoma Wesleyan. Oklahoma Wesleyan 28-4 on the year in the second round. That matchup tonight, 9:15. That one might be pushed back a little bit. They're already behind schedule in Point Lookout. Right now, Hastings trailing by one and now leading by one as Ducey goes to the hole with the right hand. And Lindsey Ducey trying to take over once again for the Broncos. 21-20, Hastings with the lead. Coming out of the Bronco timeout, it's Coach Dittman. Didn't like what he saw from his Broncos, and now Jorgensen with an answer as she adds two. 4 points for Jennifer Jorgensen, 22-21, Grandview with the one-point lead. 4 minutes to play in the first half. McDermott working on the right wing. Now to the top of the circle, Tesh inside to Lindsey Ducey. Ducey, the right block off of the side of the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jamie Sickles. Sickles dribbles around her back. Now works inside the paint. Back out Voss, spots the three. Well short. And the ball goes off of the hands of Lindsey Ducey and out of play. It will be Grandview basketball. Feynman back into the game after taking a break. She'll spell Sophie McDermott. And the pass into Sickles for Grandview. 3:35 to play in the first half. 22-21, Grandview by one. Micah Reed sends it into Schechinger. Back out Sickles. They'll work down into the corner. Jorgensen. Jorgensen skips it. 9 on the shot clock. Reed, pass into Schechinger. Schechinger, jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Voss. The offensive rebound of the putback is good. The Vikings with their largest lead of the game. It's 24-21. Voss with her first 2 points of the contest. 3:05 to play in this first half. Kim Feynman, left wing. Back up top of the circle. Statler over to Isherwood on the right wing. Top of the key. Here's Feynman inside to Ducey. Ducey has been magnificent in the game. Her right-hander up and nothing but the bottom of the net for Lindsey Ducey. Ducey has 15 first-half points as she leads the Broncos in scoring. They're back within one of the Broncos. 24-23, they trail. Ducey has 15 of the team's 23 points. Isherwood steals away the pass from Reed, and now Isherwood knocked down from behind. No call. Loose basketball picked away by Grandview. Reed between the circles. She'll work it over to Sickles. Sickles top of the key, guarded by Tesh. Back out Jorgensen. Grandview trying to add to a one-point lead. Jorgensen for three. It's off the back iron. No good. The first three-point attempt of the game. No good, but a foul called as Schechinger came down with the rebound. The putback was good and a foul called. Schechinger will go to the free throw line, a chance for a three-point play. 12 points for Bailey Schechinger. And the senior from Manila, Iowa, at the free throw line, a chance to complete this three-point play. 26-23, Grandview leads this game. And the free throw is good. No. I beg your pardon, Daniel Ballard stepped across the line. They have waved off the free throw. It's 26-23. Here's Feynman. She'll work it over to Heather McEwen. McEwen back up top, Isherwood. Isherwood, top of the circle, dribbles left side, trying to get rid of the basketball, finally does to Schlake. Schlake will work it back up top. Feynman spots the three. Back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Grandview's Bailey Schechinger. She's quickly out to Jamie Sickles. Minute 44 to go in the first half. Grandview leads it by three, 26-23. Kick it back out. Jumper, Jorgensen, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Isherwood. Isherwood thought about pushing ahead. She'll slow it down. Now to Feynman, back to Isherwood. Here's Schlake. McEwen, three-pointer, top of the circle, no good. Loose ball. Saved by Ducey. She whipped it back in. It went off of Schlake and out of bounds. So it's Grandview basketball with 1:18 to play in this first half. Grandview with the lead, 26-23. The Vikings have certainly come to play today against Hastings. Micah Reed will walk across the timeline, working it over to the left side, Jorgensen. 65 seconds to play in this first half. Hastings trailing by three. Pass to the inside. Schechinger, a lane wide open. The lane is good. 14 points for the senior, Bailey Schechinger. 28-23. Feynman over to McEwen. McEwen dribbles down to the baseline. She's deep in the corner. Back out, Schlake wants three. buries it. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Elise Schlake, her first points of the game. 28-26, Grandview leads it by two. 30 seconds to play in this first half. Micah Reed between the circles, guarded by Kim Fehman. Fehman fell down. She might have got a shoe stepped on by Reed, just tied up the feet. As Grandview still with the basketball, Fehman nearly steals it away as she recovers. Baseline, here's Reed, and Reed is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line with 14.8 seconds showing on the clock here in the first half. Grandview's lead is 2, 28-26. Ducey has picked up her second foul of the ball game. The team's leading scorer in this contest, Ducey, has two fouls. Micah Reed at the free throw line. Lindsay Ducey has 15 points. Hastings says the team has 26. Micah Reed made the first free throw. Second free throw for Reed as she looks at the basketball. She lets it fly. A lot of backspin. It is good. 30-26, a four-point Viking advantage. Hastings can hold for the final shot, trying to cut into this lead. Isherwood sends it out to McEwen. 8 seconds to play. Into Ducey. Back out in the corner. Isherwood shot fake to the baseline. The floater, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Micah Reed, and Micah Reed will hold on, and the Grandview Vikings will hold on to a four-point lead as we head to the halftime locker rooms. Grandview 30, Hastings 26 here at the half. Take a look at some quick scoring. Lindsay Ducey leads the Broncos with 15 points, while on the other side, Bailey Schechinger leads Grandview with 14 points in this first contest. It's the battle of Schechinger and Ducey, and right now, Grandview with the advantage. They lead it by 4, 30-26. We'll take a timeout when we come back. The Hastings College Spotlight, and it's right here on 1230 KHAS.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home invites you to save money and save the planet during National Karastan Month. Shop now for Karastan's incredibly soft, easy care, and eco-friendly smart strand carpets. And for a limited time, you can receive up to $500 cash back when you purchase select Karastan Smart Strand Serona styles. Visit Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in downtown Hastings or Kearney and start saving money and the planet with Karastan Smart Strand Carpet. Jacoby Carpet One, the one store for your perfect floor.
Big G Ace can show you the steps to a beautiful lawn with Ace Brand 4-Step Lawn Care. Step 1, Ace Brand Crabgrass Preventer and Fertilizer. Step 2, Ace Brand Weed and Feed. Step 3, Ace Brand Fertilizer. Step 4, Ace Brand Winterizer. A beautiful, healthy lawn in 4 easy steps. Right now, get the Ace Brand 4-Step Lawn Care program for just $49.99 after $15 mail-in rebate. Ace is the helpful place for a beautiful lawn. Big G Ace Hastings.
Big G Ace.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Low and no fee savings and checking accounts. Tired of the runaround and extra fees at your bank? Try the fast and friendly service at Hastings Federal Credit Union. And anyone who works or lives in the Hastings area can take advantage of their low or no fee accounts. Stop by today and discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
Good afternoon and welcome to Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHES. Today we're going to be talking with the general manager of KFKX at the college radio station, Sharon Brooks. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be here.
Hey, Sharon, we're talking about a pretty exciting thing that HC Media has done the last 7 years, where they travel out and provide a full tournament coverage of the NAIA National Women's Basketball Tournament. How exciting is this for the students?
It's tremendously exciting. Both the students who went to Sioux City yesterday afternoon and worked into the night to set up, and then for the students here who will connect with live broadcasts and work on some online work as well.
And just talk a little bit about what they all participate in. What do they do? Is this part of more of a project, or is this just to go out and have fun?
Well, fun will be work, because I know when they arrived last night, they left here at 4, they had to set up all the equipment and make sure it was running order, because the first game started right away this morning, and then they had to be there about an hour before the games this morning. So not too much fun, unless they like singing in the van. But the excitement of being there and covering 32 games, and then the learning opportunities that you get for each one of the students to do their primary interest area, whether it be video or radio or online news stories, is just one facet. And then they get to switch over and say, all right, I've done some video, I've run some camera, I've done some play-by-play, and now I'm going to do an online blog, or I'm going to take some photographs, still photographs, or I'm going to do some video that will end up being in a post-game package. So they get to switch around then in all these duties and really get a sense of what it would be like to be a professional in a lot of contexts.
Okay. Now, it is HC Media. Do they have members of all the different types of the media outlets that you have at HC at the Gray Center?
Yes, yes. The campus media leaders happen to be there this year. That isn't always the case, but our collegiate editor is there. The station manager of the radio station is there. The online editor and then the executive producer for television are all there. Some years that doesn't work out quite well with classes and things, but this year they're all there. And then they have individuals who have volunteered to do all their work ahead of time, get their midterm exams taken care of, and then can spend these next few days, including part of their spring break, in Sioux City.
Okay. Now, I know you hit on it a little bit earlier when you said 32 games. I remember back when the early stages of this, when we just started going out to Sioux City to go cover the tournament, it was really just kind of limited to Hastings College. But the NAI has expanded this program, I hear?
Yes. They saw what the students were doing up there and the quality of their work, which is even more important, and realized that the possibility for having each one of the games broadcast live with a three-camera shoot, and then also be available for DVD and online, really did lend itself to the kind of service they wanted to provide people at the tournament. So they negotiated with our staff here and with students to see if we could handle the job of doing all the games live, and they provide financial support for transportation and lodging and food, and then the rest of it's the goodwill and experience of the students and faculty.
Yeah, now, what an incredible honor for Hastings College to be, you know, called by the NAI. I mean, that's, you know, like I said, that's exactly what they want to do. But if people back here want to get or want to see their work, whether it was the online blogging that you said or anything like that, how can they go? Where do they go to find that?
If they go to the Hastings College website, hastings.edu, they can look on there, and then it's very easy to click on what we call HC Media Online.
Okay, so the HC Media Online, you go. It's got, once again, Hastings College doing full NAIA tournament coverage for the women's side of things. And that's the point here that my next question is, how sort of a, was that sort of a conflict? I mean, I know it's great that both the men's and women's team both made it into the national tournament, but how did you reach the decision to strictly follow the women's this year?
The agreement was made with the NIA quite a few months ago. And when it came right down to it, it appeared that that would probably be something we had to honor, that responsibility. But the students are set up to receive reports from the men's game. They play Thursday night for their first game. So they're also going to be doing live newscasts. One of them happens to be on campus tomorrow at noon. The group that did not go will be doing a live broadcast at noon. And that will include information about the men's team as well as a what we call a pregame setup for their game tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, Sharon Brooks, once again, thank you so much for
joining
Hastings
us on College Hastings Spotlight.
College Spotlight.
Has been
an
brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union.
Exciting times at the
Serving
Gray Center.
The financial
so
needs
again,
of people
so
who live or work in the Hastings
about,
area.
HC Media.
Stay tuned because the second half is straight ahead.
Thank you. It was
on
a good
Hastings
thing to do.
Link
thank
to
you.
Bronco Sports, 12:30 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Clayton Anderson, Nebraska's first homegrown astronaut, launched his career at Hastings College. This April, 1981 Hastings College graduate Clayton Anderson will return to space aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery. His five-month mission aboard the International Space Station in 2007 made him the first Nebraskan in space. Hastings College helped prepare him for launch. If you want to reach for the stars in your chosen profession, pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Hastings College, how far will you go?
1230 KHAS.
Back at the half, Hastings trails 30-26 to the Grandview Vikings. We take a look at why Hastings is trailing after 20 minutes of play, and you look no further than shooting percentage. Hastings started out decent in this game, but they are shooting just 29% through the first 20 minutes of play. Grandview, on the other hand, has shot lights out, 44%. In the first half for Grandview, they own a four-point lead. Grandview is also out-rebounding Hastings 18-17, so that one is close. However, the Broncos, they held Grandview without an offensive rebound for much of the first half. And four now do Grandview, four offensive rebounds as they have made their way back into the game, and they currently hold a 30-26 lead. Individually, first for Grandview, they have 14 points and six rebounds from Bailey Schechinger. She has been outstanding on the inside. 6 points from Jennifer Jorgensen and four from Danielle Ballard. Scattered scoring elsewhere for the Vikings. For the Broncos, it hasn't been much else than Lindsay Ducey, who has 15 of the team's 26 points. Ducey with 15 points and two rebounds. 4 points for Alicia Statler. She has six rebounds. Statler has been dominant on the inside, rebounding the basketball. 4 points for Becky Tesh, and Alicia Lake has a three-pointer to her credit as well. 30-26 is our score, and we look at three-point shooting. Hastings really struggling from the perimeter, 2-for-8 from behind the three-point line. 30-26, Grandview with the lead, a timeout, and we're back with the start of the second half after this on 1230 KHAS.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built.
Get amazing savings on Amana Appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Great buys and savings on Amana Appliances. Plus, get up to a $300 MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Amana stainless steel kitchen appliances. And up to a $200 MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Amana color kitchen appliances. Offer good through March 20th. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
Buy vitamins from a store that also sells TVs, and you may not see the big picture. Get vitamins at a retail superstore, and you may not be getting what's right for you. GNC knows that nutritional supplements have to fit your lifestyle and unique needs. That's why you'll find detailed product information and knowledgeable associates in every GNC store. You may not find an HD TV at GNC, but you will leave with a very clear picture. For more information, stop in to the Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. Trust the industry leader for over 70 years.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tyson Event Center of Sioux City, Iowa, John Thayer. Set to start the second half. Grandview leads it 30-26. As don't forget, coming up later tonight on 1230 KHAS, it'll be the Hastings College Band in the second round. As they will take on Oklahoma Wesleyan at 9:15. That's the scheduled tip-off. Do believe that game will be pushed back throughout the day. A lot of times these tournaments, they get off schedule in a hurry, and there is no chance at catching up on the schedule. So the men coming up later tonight, Mike will have the call from Point Lookout, Missouri. Keter Gymnasium, a great scene for the NAIA Division II Men's National Championship Basketball Tournament. Grandview with the basketball as we start the second half, and the Vikings lead it 30-26. Sickles works it over to Micah Reed. Reed guarded by Heather McEwen. Reed going to go to the baseline, trying to attack quickly as she'll kick it out to Sickles. Sickles inside the paint. Now back out to Reed. They'll work it around. Good patience for Grandview in this game. Lob pass inside to Danielle. Ballard found a lane off the glass and good. Ballard has 6 points. And it's a six-point lead for Grandview. Hastings moving right to left here in the second half of play. Thaman works it over to Heather McEwen. McEwen inside to Ducey. Statler, foul line jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ballard. Grandview basketball as Gary Smith, the head coach, stands up out of his chair to try to bark out the offensive call. Reed runs into traffic, and Reed is blocked by the double team of McEwen and Statler. Feynman will walk the ball up the floor for Hastings. We're a minute into the second half. Hastings yet to score. 2-0 here in the second half. Grandview with the lead as they lead the ball game 32-26. Isherwood at the elbow had the ball poked away for a second. 10 on the shot clock. Feynman left wing. Feynman, top of the key. It's Ducey. Ducey to the foul line. Floats it up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Jennifer Jorgensen. Grandview trying to push ahead. Jorgensen trying to cut through the defense. She'll work it out to Micah Reed. Reed dribbling between her legs on the right wing. Now picks up the dribble over to Schickenberg. Schickinger. Now Sickles. Sickles poked away by Isherwood. Isherwood steals the basketball, and she'll work across the timeline. Sends it down into the corner, and a travel on Isherwood as she tried to release the basketball. Could not kick it to Feynman in time. A travel and a turnover on Hastings. The eighth Hastings turnover of the basketball game. 18-13 to play in the second half. 32-26, Grandview with the six-point advantage. They have the basketball with Jamie Sickles. Sickles will dribble around her back. Now kicks it out to Schickinger. Over to Micah Reed on the right wing. Reed down into the corner. It's Ballard. Ballard to the inside. Jorgensen stripped away. And the basketball out of bounds. It was last touched by Jorgensen. Kim Feynman will inbound the basketball for Hastings. We're inside 18 minutes to play in the game. Hastings with Kim Feynman. Feynman, a left-handed dribble. She'll work on Micah Reed. Feynman back up top to Heather McEwen. Now Isherwood on the right wing. Steps inside the three-point line. Jumper up, it is good. First points of the second half for Hastings, and the Broncos are within 4, 32-28. Isherwood scoring her first points of the basketball game. Grandview with the basketball. Ballard sends it over to Jamie Sickles. Sickles trying to set up the offense. She's trying to get it down to Jorgensen. Finally does. Now the pass inside was tipped by Ducey. Nearly went in the hole. However, it bounces off of the rim and out to Heather McEwen. And McEwen runs into Micah Reed. And Reed will pick up the blocking foul. Gary Smith is irate on the bench of Grandview. Reed trying to figure out what happened, but it will go down as a blocking foul on Micah Reed. 17 minutes to play in the ballgame, 32-28. Grandview with the lead. Isherwood nearly stolen away by Jorgensen. Isherwood able to dribble out of traffic, down to Feynman on the right wing. Feynman works back up top of the circle. Ducey over to Isherwood. Now Ducey back to Feynman, top of the key. Feynman, a right-handed dribble, trying to spin off of Reed. 7 on the shot clock. Down to Sattler, deep in the right corner. Back up top. Off balance, McEwen floats it up. It is off the mark, and a shot clock violation on Hastings as that one just went off the glass. Ill-advised shot by Heather McEwen. There were still 4 seconds on the shot clock when she took that off balance, very long-range three-point shot. But, boy, how many times have we seen her can one of those three-pointers and really get the team going for Hastings. 32-28, Grandview with the lead. They have the basketball. Micah Reed sends the pass over to Jennifer Jorgensen on the left wing. Jorgensen, a baseline dribble, guarded up by Statler. Statler blocks it out of bounds. It'll be Grandview basketball. So the Vikings have it under their own basket with 12 seconds on the shot clock. 16-16 to play in the game. Jennifer Jorgensen to inbound for the Vikings. Lob pass into Schickinger. Now Sickles, crossover dribble. Sickles found a lane all the way to the hole. She worked past Isherwood, and Ducey was there but did not step in front to cut off Sickles. So 2 points. And now the ball turned over by the Broncos. Turnover number 10 for Hastings. Shot blocked by Statler. Statler out to Isherwood. Hastings looking to push ahead. 34-28, Grandview with the lead. On the wing is Feynman, works back up top to McEwen. McEwen dribbling around traffic, now jumper off the glass and good, as McEwen again off balance, this time finds the bottom of the bucket, and it's 34-30. Heather McEwen with her first points of the game. They come 4.5 minutes into the second half. 34-30. Micah Reed on the left wing. Reed pulls back, thought about the three. She'll step inside the line, jumper up, it'll bounce around, touch every part of the rim, and it falls good for Micah Reed. 4 points in the game for Reed. It is 36-30. Grandview by six. 15 minutes to play. Kim Fayman on the right wing. Now Isherwood, right of the lane. Back over to Fayman. Free throw line extended. Fayman works down to the corner. Now back to the free throw line. McEwen lobs it inside. Ducey is fouled. And Lindsay Ducey. They called this one on the floor, I do believe, and they did. So the foul called on the floor. 36-30, Grandview with the lead. 14:48 to play in the second half. In the second round of the 2010 NAIA Division II Women's Basketball National Championship. Tyson Event Center as the inbound pass stolen by Jorgensen. Rifled the pass in as she tried to save it, but the ball out of bounds. Kim Fayman will inbound the basketball once again for the Broncos. 36-30, Vikings with the lead as long pass comes into Kim Fayman, or excuse me, to Heather McEwen. McEwen inside, Ducey blocked is Ducey by Schechinger. Back out, Ducey saved the basketball to Isherwood. Now over to Fayman, she'll take the three. Off the front iron, it was short. Rebound pulled down by Jorgensen, rips the ball out of traffic. Jorgensen looking to push ahead. Jorgensen quickly out, now they'll go inside. And a foul whistled on Hastings. I think they've tagged Rachel Isherwood with the foul. And they have, indeed. Isherwood picks up the foul for Hastings. Just the first Lady Bronco foul of this second half. And the free throw up and good for Amy Voss. Voss, a 74% free throw shooter on the season. That is her third point of the game. Isherwood going to check out of the game now as Becky Tesh enters for the first time here in the second half for the Lady Broncos. Grandview leads it 37-30. Make it 38-30 as Amy Voss is good for a pair of free throws. Kim Fayman looking over to Dittman. She'll get the call from the head coach and try to run the offense. 8-point lead for the Grandview Vikings, the largest of the game. Between the circles is Heather McEwen. McEwen, fancy dribbling in the lane. And a foul whistled at the free throw line. They're going to get a hand check call on the Grandview Vikings, and that foul against Brittany Peterson. The freshman picks up her first foul of the game. Fayman inbound pass to Ducey. They'll work it around to Tesh. Tesh on the wing. Dribbling around top of the circle. Statler now over to the left side. Kim Fayman on the wing. 14 minutes to play in the second half. 38-30, Grandview with the lead. And the shot blocked. Tesh couldn't get the shot to go. Jorgensen pushing ahead. She'll go coast to coast. Contested. Jorgensen forces it through, and the Vikings lead by 10. Jorgensen has 6 points in the contest. Three-pointer on the way for Becky Tesh. Too strong. Rebound. Ducey to put back. No, she is fouled as Micah Reed had fallen. Fighting with Ducey for the rebound, and then Ducey on the shot fell back over the top of Reed, so Reed picks up the foul for Grandview. 40-36. Grandview, or excuse me, 40-30. Grandview with the 10-point lead as the free throw is in and out for Lindsay Ducey, her first missed free throw of this game. Ducey went into the halftime with 15 points. She still has 15 points. Has not scored through the first 6.5 minutes of this second half, and she will remain scoreless. Missed both free throws, did Lindsay Ducey, as it was in and out. Here's Peterson with the basketball for Grandview. Right wing, they'll work it around the perimeter into Jorgensen. Long pass, it was too tall for Schechinger. And ball out of bounds, it's a turnover. Hastings needs to capitalize on this possession. They trail by 10, and they need to get this momentum back to the Broncos of Hastings. Heather McEwen between the circles, Sophia McDermott. McDermott into spell, Kim Fayman. As the ball was kicked around, and 2 feet touched the ball, no kickball. McDermott was blocked. She got the rebound back. 8 on the shot clock for the Broncos. Into Statler off of the window, and good. 40-32, Hastings back with an 8. Now Peterson, right wing for Grandview. Back up between those circles is Sickles. Work it over to Peterson. Now Sickles again. Whistles the pass down into the corner. Jorgensen buries the two. and Jorgensen has 10 points, and the Vikings have a 10-point lead. Defensive chance erupting from the bench of Grandview, and a three-point bucket buried by Sophia McDermott. That's her second three-pointer of the game. First three-pointer of the game. And the Broncos back within seven. 12:05 to play in the second half. Here's Peterson on the right wing. The bounce pass went wide of Amy Voss, and Lindsay Ducey steals it away. Ducey sends the pass over to Becky Tesh. Tesh between the circles. Spinning to the inside, looking for Statler. She'll go back out to Sophia McDermott. 42-35. Grandview leads it here in the second round of the national tournament. McDermott fouled as she goes inside, looking for a lay-in, and the foul whistled on Grandview. That will go against Amy Voss. The first foul on Amy Voss here in the basketball game. And McDermott misses the free throw. Three consecutive missed free throws for the Hastings Broncos. Hastings going to start needing those free throws as they trail by seven with 11:42 to play in the contest. Second free throw for McDermott is good. She has 4 points in the ballgame. 42-36 is the lead for the Vikings. They have the basketball. Ball worked over to the left wing. Now inside, they try to swing it to Ballard, tied up. McEwen ties up the basketball. And a held ball. Possession says Hastings basketball. And this is a big possession for the Broncos. They trail by six with 11 and a half minutes to play. McDermott between the circles. Crossover. She'll work left of the lane. Missed badly on the shot. Rebound pulled down by Jorgensen. Grandview will try to set up the offense. Here's Sickles. Crossover dribble for Sickles. Back out. She'll work it to Beth Ehlers. Now a three-pointer on the way for Sickles. No good. And a foul whistled on Rachel Isherwood, who came over the back on the rebounding effort. 42-36. Grandview with the lead. Just the second foul on Hastings in this second half as the pass is tipped and stolen away now by Sophia McDermott. McDermott in the front court. She'll work between the circles, guarded by Jorgensen. She'll work it over to Lindsay Ducey. Ducey back up top to Becky Tesh. Amy Voss on coverage. McEwen swings it into Ducey. Wide open lane. She missed it short, and Ducey commits the foul. Ducey came back aggressive to try and pull down the rebound, and she ran over two players for Grandview, and Ducey picks up the foul. That is her third. 10:43 to play in the game, 42-36. Hastings trailing by six to the Grandview Vikings. Statler enters the game. She will give Lindsay Ducey a break. And Ducey, things have not gone her way since we went to intermission. She had 15 points at the break, currently has 15 points. Right now on the floor for the Broncos, it's McDermott, McEwen, Statler, Tesh, and Isherwood. 10.5 to play as inside goes Jorgensen off of the window, and good for 2 points is Jorgensen, and it's 44-36. Jorgensen has 12 points in the contest. Hastings with the basketball. McDermott swings it over left wing. Isherwood to the foul line. Back up to McEwen. Now McDermott. McDermott going to dribble baseline. And a foul whistled on Grandview. I believe they whistled Danielle Ballard for the foul for the Vikings. Indeed they do. That'll be the sixth foul on Grandview. Well, Hastings may have a chance to make a big comeback based on free throws, as every foul after this, unless it's offensive, of course, for Grandview, will mean shooting for the Hastings Broncos. McDermott to inbound the basketball. And a foul whistled on Micah Reed away from the ball. Reed has committed the foul, and Heather McEwen will go to the free throw line. A one-and-one opportunity for Heather McEwen. Micah Reed in the official's ear, and a substitution. Ehlers is going to come into the game. Reed still complaining. And Gary Smith not happy about the call. 44-36, Grandview with the lead. Heather McEwen at the free throw line for the Broncos. 1-1, and the first is good. Another free throw coming up for Heather McEwen. And McEwen has been quiet in the ball game. She comes in averaging over 10 points a contest, and after the second made free throw, she has four now. 44-38. Hastings is within 6 points. Sickles whistles the pass down on a bouncing way to Jorgensen. Now inside, the ball was lost by Schechinger out of bounds. Hastings basketball. Grandview has committed their 14th turnover of the basketball game. Mental mistakes by the Vikings have allowed Hastings the opportunity to get back into this game, and Hastings definitely the more confident team on the floor as McDermott misses. Statler the rebound, ball out of bounds. It was last touched by Schechinger. Schechinger and Statler won a heck of a battle for that rebound. 44-38, Grandview with the lead. Sophia McDermott to inbound. She'll send it into Statler. Now Heather McEwen with the basketball. McEwen working inside the paint and traveled. Did McEwen took too many steps inside the lane. Trying to draw the contact, it's a turnover. Hastings fails to capitalize, and it's 44-38. Grandview keeps the lead. Sickles working on Tesh. Tesh swings the pass over to the baseline. Jumper up. It is good for Jorgensen. So Jorgensen knocks down 2 points. She has 14 in the ballgame. Jorgensen has 14 points and 7 rebounds. As Isherwood's jumper's off the back iron, no good. Make it 8 rebounds for Jorgensen. As the freshman looking to go coast to coast, the lay-in, no good. She is fouled by Rachel Isherwood. And for Isherwood, that will be foul number 3. .905 to play in the game. Free throw is off of the mark for Jorgensen. Kim Fayman, Lindsay Ducey return to the Hastings lineup as exiting are Heather McEwen and Rachel Isherwood. Second free throw is good for Jorgensen. She has 15 points. 47-38, Grandview with the lead. Sophia McDermott. Spots the three. Off the side iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sickles. Sickles being chased from behind. Just gets away from Kim Fayman. She'll bounce it down now to Ehlers for three. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Ehlers. Timeout Hastings. Grandview leads it 50-38. And the Broncos need to talk about things. They really need a turnaround in a hurry. The Vikings trailing by 12, the largest deficit of the game. We'll see if they can recover when we come back. 8:42 to play in the second half here on 1230 KHAS.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
We're back at the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena. 8:42 to play in the second half. It's 50-38. Grandview with a 12-point lead, and the Vikings have the number one team in the country on their heels. Now inside 9 minutes to play. Hastings into their timeout. They really need to find something that'll work here in this second half. Out of the timeout, it'll be Fayman, McDermott, Tesh, Ducey, and Statler. For Grandview, they will send out Sickles, Schechinger. Jorgensen's on the floor. Also, Ehlers, who just made the big three-pointer. And joining them on the floor is Danielle Ballard. Here's Fayman. She'll work at top of the key to Ducey. Ducey over to McDermott, right wing. Back up top to Ducey. Shot fake. She'll work inside, back out to Fayman. Fayman, top of the circle. 10 on the shot clock. Becky Tesh with the basketball. Down to 8. 7 to shoot. Tesh going to go inside. She's at the left block, trying to create room, and she's blocked by Jorgensen. Rebound pulled down by Jorgensen. She saved it right to Ehlers, and it's Grandview basketball. The Vikings lead it by 12, 50-38. Bounce pass inside Schechinger. Back out to Ballard. They'll work down into the corner. Here's Jorgensen. Jorgensen floats the pass inside. And a travel on Danielle Ballard. Turnover, Hastings basketball. 50-38 our score. Grandview with the lead. Hastings with Kim Fehman up the floor between the circles. Fehman pulls that back. Now to the foul line. She'll work it down to Tesh. Tesh deep in the left corner. Back inside, they'll go to Ducey. Spinning off Schechinger's shot. Off balance, it is good for Lindsay Ducey. She forced that shot and made it work. 17 points in the ball game for Lindsay Ducey. And if you're right, and Bronco fans, you're really hoping that that shot gets Ducey rolling here as the Broncos trail by 10, 50-40. Sickles connects for two. Back to a 12-point lead for the Grandview Vikings. Sickles with 4 points in the ballgame. Here's Fehman. She'll kick it out. Tesh, shot fake. Baseline. Tesh laying no. It's off the bottom of the iron. Rebound pulled down by Jorgensen. And Jorgensen has a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. Here's Ehlers to the baseline. The jumper blocked by Tesh. Rebound pulled down by Statler. She's out to Ducey. Ducey looking to push ahead. Doubled up is Ducey in the backcourt. Out to Kim Fehman. And we're inside seven to play here in the second half. 52-40. Grandview with the lead. Lob pass into Ducey. Ducey in the paint, spinning, and fouled is Ducey. They're going to say she was in the act of shooting, and Lindsay Ducey back to the free throw line, where she is 4-for-6 today. Ducey made her first four, missed her last two big free throw opportunities. Two made free throws. She can cut this back to a 10-point deficit for the number one team in the country. Free throw, good for Ducey. Lindsay Ducey had 15 first-half points. The only reason, well, the main reason, Hastings was still in that game at the half. And in the second half, Ducey now has 3 points. Make it four after the made free throw. And she's totaled 19 points on the afternoon. 52-42. Grandview leads it by 10. 6:35 to play in the game. Jorgensen runs into Ducey and a blocking foul called. I don't believe it. Fourth foul on Lindsay Ducey. Contact made at the left block, and Ducey has picked up her fourth foul. Now Coach Dittman has a decision to make. Do you leave Ducey in with four fouls, 6.5 to play, or do you give her a break? As a Grandview, Jorgensen's shot no good. She is fouled by Kim Fehman. That'll be Fehman's second foul. And Jorgensen will go to the free throw line. .6:26 to play in the game, 52-42. A 10-point lead, and the free throw is good for Jorgensen. 16 points for the freshman. She has 10 rebounds to complement her 16-point effort. 17-point will stay off of the board as the rebound nearly ripped away by Schechinger. However, Kim Fehman steals the basketball. It's 53-42, Grandview. Schlake the jumper. It is good. Elise Schlake, her fifth point of the game. 53-44, 6:10 to play in the second half. And a timeout taken by Gary Smith and the Grandview Vikings. 53-44, Grandview the lead, 6:08 to play in this second half. We're back with more after this minute timeout on 1230 KHAS.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op Pivot Tires, built for a longer life, as low as $120 in the 11-2 by 24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3, performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost, is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master Front Tractor Tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-and-tear air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
We're back at the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena in Sioux City, Iowa. 53-44, Grandview with the lead. We're out of the Grandview timeout where the Vikings have the basketball, and it's inbounded into the backcourt to Jamie Sickles. Sickles between the circles works it over to Ehlers, and the ball poked away by McEwen. Wait a second. It went off of McEwen and then off of Ehlers and out of bounds. McEwen may have just convinced the official that it was touched last by Ehlers. Good job for Heather McEwen, and it's Hastings basketball. 53-44. Schlake thought about the three, covered up quickly. The dump pass from Thaman inside, tipped away, recovered by McEwen. Skip pass to McDermott. She'll spot the three. McDermott short off the front iron. Rebound pulled down by Ducey off for the window and good. Lindsey Ducey has 21 points in the ballgame. 53-46, Grandview with the lead. The Vikings with the basketball. Sickles guarded heavily by Kim Feynman. Sickles will work it over to Ehlers, now back up top. Jorgensen and Ehlers with the basketball. 5:15 to play in this basketball game. Grandview leading the number one team in the country, 53-46, here in the second round of the national tournament. Sickles, three. Bounce around, no good. Offensive rebound, Schickinger. The putback is good for the Vikings. Then it's 55-46. Schickinger got position on Ducey and pulled down the offensive rebound. Second chance points for Grandview have been big here in the second half. Bounce pass inside, Ducey. Good. And a foul called on Jorgensen. So Ducey a chance for a three-point play. We're just inside 5 minutes to play in the ballgame, 55-48. Hastings trailing the Grandview Vikings by seven. Ducey has 23 points and looking to add number 24 with a made free throw. To go along with it, the first team all Great Plains Athletic Conference selection has five rebounds, and she connects on the free throw. It's 55-49. 4:40 to play in the second half. Micah Reed with the basketball, guarded by Kim Feynman. They'll work it around between the circles to Sickles, back over to Reed. Reed to Sickles and Jorgensen. Jorgensen, the freshman, has been phenomenal for Grandview. Sickles, jumper, she's fouled by Feynman. The third foul on Kim Feynman. And Kim really had no chance but to try and jump in front of the way, and instead of getting the basketball, she jumped and got the arms of Jamie Sickles. So Sickles at the free throw line, a 78% free throw shooter on the season. Barry's free throw number one. Second free throw, good as well. Hastings shooting 31% for the ballgame, while the Vikings are shooting 51%. That is a big difference. And an offensive foul on Schlake. Grandview basketball, 4:20 to play in the second half. The Vikings lead it 57-49. Micah Reed will inbound in the backcourt for Grandview. 24 points for Ducey. They really need to start feeding her on the inside. Ducey playing with four fouls. Grandview with the basketball. Here's Sickles. She'll skip the pass over to Jorgensen, down to Reed in the corner. 4 minutes to go in this second round basketball game. Hastings trailing Grandview, 57-49. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Grandview. Micah Reed back out. A fresh 30 for the Vikings, and they're going to begin to work this clock, and the crowd likes it for the Viking fans. Micah Reed sends the pass inside. They'll work it down into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Jorgensen, well too strong. McEwen the rebound. Sickles. Great defense in the backcourt. However, Hastings able to break free. Here's Statler inside. Off of the glass, it'll roll around the rim, and good for Statler. The Broncos are within 6, 57-51. Alicia Statler has 11 points. 57-51. Our score? The pass lobbed in to Ballard. Her shot too strong. Rebound, Heather McEwen. 3:05 to play in the game, and Hastings can capitalize big on this possession. Timeout taken by Dittman. Coach Jeff Dittman with 3 minutes to play in the game. His Vikings trailing 57-51 to the Grandview Vikings. Hastings timeout will step aside as well. The Broncos trying to complete a comeback when we return to Sioux City, Iowa here on 1230 KHAS.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number. Custom Pack.
This week, a Custom Pack of Hastings get USDA Choice Boneless Beef Arm Roast, only $2.77 a pound. Individually frozen, 2 4-ounce salmon fillets, only $2.98 each. And lean boneless pork sirloin chops, only $1.98 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack, 601 West J.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Grandview with a 6-point lead, 57-51. John there with you from the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena. Hastings with the basketball. McDermott will send it into Ducey, back to McDermott. Now Feynman will set up the offense. 3 minutes to play in the second round contest between the Vikings of Grandview and the Hastings College. Statler fighting through traffic. She's blocked by Schechinger. Rebound pulled down by Jorgensen. It's Grandview basketball. 2:40 to play in the second half. Grandview with the basketball. It's Micah Reed. Reed between the circles. She'll work it over to Schechinger. Schechinger trying to find room. 10 on the shot clock for Grandview. Stolen away by Feynman. She'll save it right to Ducey. Great play, Kim Feynman. That's why she's the Great Plains Athletic Conference Defensive Player of the Year. McDermott to the baseline. Lost the pass. It goes right out to Ducey, who's in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Grandview. And they get the defensive effort from Kim Feynman, who's giving chase on Jamie Sickles. Pass to the top of the circle. They'll whistle it around. 2 minutes to play. Hastings trailing by 6, 57-51. Reed sends the pass over to Sickles. Sickles is fouled by Sophia McDermott, and McDermott picks up just her first foul. 57-51. Grandview with the lead, a minute 55 to play in the game. Jeff Dittman wants another timeout. We'll step aside as well. We're back in 60 seconds as Grandview shooting free throws when we return to Sioux City, Iowa here on 1230 KHAS.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Get amazing savings on Amana appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Great buys on savings on Amana appliances, plus get up to a $300 MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Amana stainless steel kitchen appliances, and up to a $200 MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Amana color kitchen appliances. Offer good through March 20th. Ask Rogers for details, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back in the national tournament in Sioux City, Iowa, Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena, as the Broncos trailing 57-51. Jamie Sickles at the free throw line. And Sickles, who has been good all season from the free throw line, has been good again here tonight. As Sickles connects on the free throw to extend this to a 58-51 lead. Sickles is 3 for 3. Maker 4 for 4 on the afternoon from the free throw line. It's an 8-point advantage for the Grandview Vikings, 59-51. Kim Feynman with the basketball. She's tripped up by Micah Reed, and Reed has fouled out of the ballgame. Reed showing her disgust with the call as she will exit the floor. She's fouled out with 5 points. And for the senior, Micah Reed, 5'5 senior guard from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, her day will end a minute and 51 seconds early. And if Grandview can hold on for the win and the upset, they will need to do it without Micah Reed. Reed went over the bench, came back out on the floor, and yelled to her teammates, "Hey, you finished this. Let's go." And now she will exit as Ehlers checks into the ballgame for Grandview. Kim Feynman at the free throw line. And the free throw is good for Kim Feynman. 59-52, back within 7 of the Broncos. 4 of the 5 GPAC teams still alive in this national tournament. Concordia bounced out of the first round. Hastings, Northwestern, Briarcliff, and Morningside all were first-round winners. They all play today. As a foul was whistled on Feynman going for the steal after the missed free throw, 59-53. Feynman has picked up her 4th foul. Now Kim Feynman and Lindsay Ducey with 4 fouls apiece. Grandview leads at 59-53. Grandview has shot wonderfully this evening, or this afternoon, 47%. As Jorgensen drops the first free throw, Hastings has shot 32%. Much better than earlier in this game where they were shooting in the 20% range. And the second free throw is good for Jorgensen. A pair of free throws, timeout. Gary Smith will take a timeout as well. Back in a second here to the Tyson Event Center. Grandview leads it 61-53, minute 49 to play on 1230 KHAS.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home invites you to save money and save the planet during National Karastan Month. Shop now for Karastan's incredibly soft, easy care, and eco-friendly smart strand carpets. And for a limited time, you can receive up to $500 cash back when you purchase select Karastan Smart Strand Serona styles. Visit Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in downtown Hastings or Kearney and start saving money and the planet with Karastan Smart Strand Carpet. Jacoby Carpet One, the one store for your perfect floor.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-and-tear air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tyson Event Center, Hastings missed a shot. Kim Feynman couldn't get it to go inside the lane, and the rebound pulled down by Jorgensen. She is fouled immediately by Statler, and now the fouling game begins. Hastings needs to can some shots, and they need to find some rebounds and defensive stops. 92 seconds to play. Grandview leads it 61-53 over the top-ranked Hastings Broncos. Jorgensen, the free throw is good. Boy, Jorgensen, the freshman, has been fantastic as she makes another free throw. And Grandview, 63-53 lead. Minute 24 to play. McDermott thought about the three. She'll go inside the paint. The layup off balance. No, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Ducey. Ducey is fouled. And Lindsay going to the free throw line for 2 shots. Beth Ehlers picks up her 2nd foul for the Vikings. And now free throws become majorly important for the senior leader, Lindsay Ducey, and she's off the right side. Isherwood checks in. Brittany Wong in for the first time. Brittany Wong had checked into the game, and she exits quickly. Not sure what's going on. Confusion for Hastings. As the free throw is made, it's 63-54. Grandview with the lead, and a foul on Jorgensen. Isherwood picks up her fourth foul. Now the Broncos have Feynman, Isherwood, and Ducey with four personal fouls. Jorgensen at the free throw line, and the first free throw off the front iron, no good. One of the few mistakes for Jorgensen, who has been fantastic. 20 points and 11 rebounds for the freshman playing for the Vikings. Second free throw, missed it. Here's Tesh with the rebound, pushing ahead, McDermott. McDermott, crossover dribble, baseline. She dribbled it, lost it, and they're going to say Sickles last touched that basketball. Hastings with it under their own basket. 69 seconds to play. 63-54. Lob pass into McEwen on the left wing. McEwen dribbling down to the baseline. Now back up between the in the paint. Off-balance lay-in, no good. Rebound pulled down by Grandview. Sickles is fouled, and Jamie Sickles will go to the free throw line. 59 seconds to play. It's 63-54. Grandview leading the number one team in the country in Hastings. And right now, I'll tell you, folks, Hastings does not look like they are confident in making a comeback here in the final minute. They need a big shot. As the free throw for Sickles is good. Time will begin to work against the Broncos. They need some big buckets, and they need them in a hurry. Sickles missed the second free throw. Rebound, Ducey. 58 seconds to play. Hastings needs to push. They got a slow start. Here's Feynman. Over to Ducey. Ducey thought about the three. Held up for a second. Guarded by Schechinger. Turnaround jumper for Ducey. She drained the one-hander. And a timeout taken by Jeff Dittman. 48 seconds to play. It's 64-56. Quick timeout for Jeff Dittman here on 1230 KHAS.
Big G Ace can show you the steps to a beautiful lawn with Ace Brand 4-Step Lawn Care. Step 1, Ace Brand Crabgrass Preventer and Fertilizer. Step 2, Ace Brand Weed and Feed. Step 3, Ace Brand Fertilizer. Step 4, Ace Brand Winterizer. A beautiful, healthy lawn in 4 easy steps. Right now, get the Ace Brand 4-Step Lawn Care Program for just $49.99 after $15 mail-in rebate. Ace is the helpful place for a beautiful lawn. Big G Ace Hastings.
Big G Ace.
1230 KHAS.
We're back at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. Just as Hastings' 30-second timeout came to a close, then Grandview elected to take a full-minute timeout. We'll keep it here, 64-56, 48 seconds to play, as the Broncos have Kim Feynman, Rachel Isherwood, Lindsay Ducey on the floor. Those players each have four personal fouls. Joining them on the floor, Brittany Wong is out there for the Broncos, and also Sophia McDermott. So assuming if Grandview's able to get the pass inbounded, it'll need to be Wong or McDermott to commit the foul for Hastings. Anybody else commits a foul, they will be out of this ballgame, and Hastings needs Ducey in this game. They need Kim Feynman in this game. And we'll see if the Broncos can get a turnover. Boy, you'd like to see Heather McEwen on this floor. She has not caught firepower yet. And if she does, all you Bronco fans, you know she can be very, very good if she gets hot from the perimeter. Ducey is now not on the floor. Tesh is in instead. Loose basketball. Picked away by Sickles, and Feynman has committed the foul. Kim Feynman, the senior from Lawrence, Nebraska, will exit the ballgame 45 seconds early. She has committed her fifth personal foul. The Great Plains Athletic Conference Defensive Player of the Year. And now Feynman can only hope that her Bronco teammates can find a way back into this game, and they can play tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Winner of this game will meet Shawnee State. Ducey is back into the game for Hastings College. Pickles back at the free throw line. She's only missed one on the afternoon from this distance. And she made it. 65-56. If she makes this next one, a 10-point lead for Grandview. And it is good. And you can see the disappointment on the players for Hastings College, who were the heavy favorite entering this game. Here's Ducey. She'll float the three. Drained it. Three-pointer, Lindsay Ducey. 66-59. Don't go away yet. We're not done. 37 seconds to play. Coach Dittman has taken his final timeout. We'll keep it here. It's a quick timeout. No timeouts remaining for Hastings. Grandview has one timeout remaining. And the number one team in the country trailed by seven. Their backs against the wall with 37 seconds to play. 66-59. Grandview entered this game 24-7 on the year. Midwest Collegiate Conference runner-up, while Hastings 31-3. They were very dominant in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. It's been tabbed as the best conference in the NAIA for Division II women's basketball. Don't forget, join tonight. Mike Will down in Point Lookout, Missouri. He'll have the Hastings College men's basketball game. They'll take on Oklahoma Wesleyan. That tip-off scheduled for 9:15. Watch for that one to be pushed back a little bit later. Tess steals away the inbound pass, but she's dribbled on the baseline. Nice defensive effort. 36 seconds to play, and the Broncos are going to have to do it again. Tess, the tough assignment of guarding Jorgensen. Now Sickles. Tess fell to the floor and tripped up her own player, McDermott. Now Isherwood has to commit the foul, and Rachel Isherwood has fouled out of the ballgame. So Isherwood and Feynman have both fouled out of the game for Hastings College. 33 seconds to play. It's 66-59. Lindsay Ducey back into the game. Heather McEwen onto the floor in the final 33 seconds. Now it's going to have to be Ducey and McEwen, one of those two getting hot. Becky Tess, she can shoot the three-pointer well. Sophia McDermott, if she'll find herself open, she can do it as well. Quincy King into the game for Hastings, and she is the fifth player. The free throw good for Sickles. Hastings needs extremely quick buckets, and they need missed free throws, but Sickles will not miss. The inbound into McDermott. McDermott pushing for the Broncos. She'll stop, pop the three quickly off of the mark. Rebound pulled down by Jorgensen. Jorgensen finally fouled. And 24 seconds to play. It is not looking good for Hastings. Grandview Vikings trying to pull the biggest upset of this tournament thus far. 68-59 is the Viking lead. The free throw is good for Jorgensen. Second free throw, no good. Ducey with the rebound, looking to push. Watch for her to take over this possession. Ducey pulls back, thought about the three, covered up. Here's King. King back to Ducey. Ducey inside, lost the basketball. Got it back, off of the window, and good. 12 seconds to play. 69-61. The pass is in quickly to Jorgensen. Hastings is not fouling. They may be waving the white flag. 5 seconds to go, and that's going to do it. 3 seconds. Grandview can dribble out, and the Vikings of Grandview have upset the number one team in the country, 69-61. The Vikings win it over Hastings College. I don't believe it. Hastings did not shoot well in this contest. The Grandview Vikings hit on absolutely everything. 47% shooting, nearly 48%. For the Grandview Vikings, and they will advance to the quarterfinal round as Hastings' season comes to a close in the second round of this NAIA National Tournament. And what a tough ending to a fantastic season for the Hastings Broncos. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll look at some stats. We've got that coming up here on 1230 KHAS.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op pivot tires built for a longer life as low as $120 in the 11-2 by 24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3, performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost, is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master Front tractor tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-and-tear air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
Now we're back at the Tyson Event Center as Hastings College upset by Grandview 69-61, the number one team in the country. And the Vikings able to do it. And really, you look at this game, one of the few teams that could probably match up on the inside with Hastings was Grandview. And they're able to pick up the win. We take a look at the final game stats. First for Grandview, who were led by a freshman, 21 points and 13 rebounds for Jennifer Jorgensen, 16 points for Schleckinger, and 15 for Jamie Sickles. Those three were fantastic, not only down the stretch, but the entire game for Grandview. Lindsay Ducey did everything she could for the Hastings Broncos, 32 points and 8 rebounds, as scatters scoring elsewhere for the Broncos. Nobody really stepped up outside of Ducey. Statler had 8 points. And then scattered scoring, used 5 from Schlake, 4 from a host of players in McDermott, and Tesh, and Heather McEwen had 4. Only 2 points for Kim Feynman on this afternoon. Just a tough game here for Hastings as they shot just 32% in 33%, I beg your pardon, in the basketball game, while Grandview was 47% shooting on this afternoon. 4 of 16 from the three-point line was Hastings, while Grandview was just 1 of 6. Free throws, 17 of 21 for the Broncos as 80% shooting, and Grandview 78% shooting at 22 of 28. Those are your final game stats. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the player of the game for Hastings College, and we'll have that, and we'll see if we can still get Coach Dittman to come out of the locker room here for a post-game chat. But right now, they are dealing with a tough loss of the Hastings Broncos as they fall to Grandview by the final score of 69-61. Grandview wins it. We're back with more of the player of the game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week, a Custom Pack of Hastings get USDA Choice Boneless Beef Arm Roast, only $2.77 a pound. Individually frozen, 2 4-ounce salmon fillets, only $2.98 each. And lean boneless pork sirloin chops, only $1.98 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack, 601 West J.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by Witt Plumbing and by the Hastings Tribune.
As the player of the game today for the Broncos undoubtedly is Lindsay Ducey, who had 32 points and 8 rebounds. The senior had 4 fouls in the game, but she played her heart out, absolutely started the game wonderfully, 15 points in the first half. She had a slow start to the second half, but down the stretch, Ducey did everything she could. 32 points and 8 rebounds for Lindsay Ducey. She was 2 for 3 from behind the arc, and 8 for 11 from the free throw line was Lindsay Ducey. So congratulations, Lindsay Ducey, the player of the game here in this loss to Grandview. We'll take one more timeout, and we're back to wrap things up from the Tyson Event Center after this. 69-61, the final score. Grandview defeats top-ranked Hastings College on 1230 KHAS.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
And we're back for the final time in Sioux City, Iowa, the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena, as Hastings falls to Grandview 69-61, a shocking upset for the Grandview Vikings, as the Vikings now will move on to play tomorrow in the quarterfinal round against Shawnee State. Shawnee State and Grandview will play tomorrow 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the winner of that moves on to the semifinal round on Monday evening. Well, for Hastings College, they're going to lose some seniors on this ball club that have had fantastic careers. When you look at Kim Feynman, Heather McEwen, Rachel Isherwood, and Lindsay Ducey, those four really have you talk about players that play together for an entire career at one college, and these are the players who have done it. They've had a fantastic showing in this national tournament. Came up just short last year in the championship game against Morningside, and a couple of years ago were bounced out of a semifinal round by College of the Ozarks, but they have had fantastic careers and nothing certainly to hang their heads about. Hastings finishes its season 31-4 on the year. They went through the Great Plains Athletic Conference with a 17-1 record. On the other side, it's Grandview improving to 27-8. And again, they move on to play Shawnee State tomorrow in the semifinal round. Final score again tonight, this afternoon, 69-61. Hastings falls to Grandview here in the second round of the NAIA Championship Tournament in Sioux City, Iowa. That'll do it for us. Don't forget, join 1230 KHAS Sports Director Mike Will tonight. He'll have the call of the Hastings College men. They take on Oklahoma Wesleyan. Tip-off scheduled for 9:15. However, I do believe that one has been pushed back with games being played throughout the day today. So Hastings men, 24-8 on the season. They will take on Oklahoma Wesleyan, who are 28-4. That game coming up later this evening. Join Mike Will for that live from Point Lookout, Missouri. That'll do it for us here today from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, Iowa. 69-61, the final score. For studio engineer Tyler Massett, I'm John Thayer. So long from Sioux City, Iowa.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.